It's episode 139 of the Hodgepodge Podcast. I'm your host, Doug.
And I'm Dirty A. As the name suggests, we're going to talk about a hodgepodge of topics from movies, music, TV, and other pop culture events.
And on this episode, we're joined by the guys from Name Redacted Podcast to talk about our 2017 comic book movie preview. You can reach us at thehodgepodgepodcast@gmail.com or over on our website, thehodgepodgepodcast.com, or head on over to iTunes and YouTube and subscribe, or head on over to Facebook, search for the Hodgepodge Podcast, and like our page.
And I'm just impressed that they don't keep up with their number. I was like, with no fucking idea how many.
Oh, by the way, I don't. I'm like, Doug, constantly through every time. This is number 130, right? I'm like, I don't know. Sure,
I'm just a blind pervert. I'm just grabbing at stuff. I don't even know.
It's episode. We know the title.
Well, see, the thing is, I was gonna leave that part blank, but because we didn't record this week, this is gonna be our next episode. So I'm gonna just keep it in sequence. Why not?
No, we don't. We haven't found anybody willing to go back and count every single one. We've kind of reached a point of no return.
Right.
Yeah. We also fucked up because we bank episodes too, so we can't say what number it is. Right. We don't know when. It's
right. Yeah. You would just have to put it in like. In post, like right before you
we just stopped doing it. Right. Like, why? We did, and we also had a very fucking crazy, arbitrary way of doing it in the beginning because we did post shows and they were like 14.1.
Right.
We tried to do point iterations and that just got stupid.
Yeah, we did a thing where we did a bonus episode, which I think when they announced the cast for The Force Awakens and they had that picture of the table read, and we did a bonus episode and it's fucked up our numbering ever since. But so technically this would be 140, technically.
I have no idea. We've been doing this 4 years.
Yeah.
Choose whichever episode you want to start with and move the fuck on.
Exactly.
And I'm Alexander Fulmer from the Name Redacted Podcast.
I'm Colin Norris from the Name Redacted Podcast.
And welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, guys. And thank you for having us in your lovely palatial studio here.
Yeah, this is a temporary setup until we get somebody to give us money.
It's better than us.
You should see our permanent setup.
It's a poker table with a laptop and one mic plugged into it.
That's fine. I'm cool with that. It probably cost a whole lot less fucking money than I dropped on a lot of this shit.
Yeah. Well, this is a great setup. We appreciate you hosting us.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Of course, man.
Why don't you tell our 5 listeners a little bit about yourselves so they can get to know Name Redacted.
All right.
And we should say Chris.
Chris is not here.
He's not here.
Yeah, it's 3 of us. It's myself and Colin who are here today. Chris Nielsen is not. We've been doing this show for about 4 years now. Mm-hmm. You guys might have seen us at a lot of comic book conventions. We run a lot of panels and workshops there. We do a podcast 101 panel.
And they do a great job with that.
Thank you very much. We are not good enough to actually do it, but we do it anyway.
We're really good at giving advice and not...
And that we don't take ourselves.
Do as I say, not as I do.
We're sort of like that speaker in Alcohol Anonymous where we're like, don't do my mistakes.
Look, I'm drunk here, but like you shouldn't be.
That's the thing. At this past OC Comic-Con, oh my God. I started drinking beer at like 11:30.
Oh, dude, I got sick 1 year because our old producer did not heed my advice and put food in me, which was her one fucking job. And like, I was just like, yeah, 12% stout double and like fucking 10:30 in the morning. Get that shit up.
Done.
And like, so I'm just sitting there on our first two panels, hammered.
This year I blame Jake Wilkie.
Yeah, no shit.
He gave us those cups that, I don't know where yours is.
Mine's in the car that Sarah has right now.
Oh, okay. He gave us these awesome, like, hydro-dipped...
Name-redacted branded cups.
Yeah, they're really cool. They're really cool.
And so then I was like, I can just walk around the con.
You're not going
to
use it.
With beer. And nobody's going to know it's beer. Even if I step outside the convention center to go smoke a cigarette.
They're never going to know. So, like I said, we've been doing this about four years. We are old friends that kind of came together to do this on the front porch of my parents' house. After some time off from me and Colin trying to do one a few years before. Other than that, I guess on the personal information note, we also are running a small production and PR firm. Mm-hmm. Each of us is a writer and a couple other things too.
Yeah.
But it's just too much to get into because I just don't fucking care anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking about getting a business card that has all the things printed white on white, but then black over top of it. And it just says Alexander Fulmer, creator. And then when you turn the card, like, all the white on white sticks up.
Nice.
So it's just like fucking 30 things that you can read, but you don't know it's actually there.
That's why I like Tommy Lee Edwards' card.
Yeah.
Like, it just says storyteller.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's a good one.
It just says Tommy Lee Edwards, storyteller.
I get the sense of the end of the Breakfast Club. It's like each of us is a
nerd, a jock,
a weirdo. Yeah.
We're all nerd jock weirdos.
Yeah,
a Power Ranger.
I'll take Power Ranger.
I could legitimately pass for pretty much all those things except the jock.
Yeah,
I was a jock,
which is funny because also be a nerd. You know, Alex and I definitely played sports growing up. He was soccer. I played lacrosse, baseball, basketball, soccer.
Was I ever
football? but then I just fell in love with comics in my senior year of high school, and I played video games like a fiend. Diva Main on Overwatch. What up?
my path was so different than that.
I know.
I grew up as a jock because I, like, for some reason my parents' genetics were like, you know what, you're good at everything physical, and I was like, awesome. So I played the shit out of soccer to the point where I actually got a couple offers to come play for colleges and just didn't take up any of it. But my brother, I blame my brother for me being a nerd because he brought Magic the Gathering home when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And
we used to play Magic the Gathering. We used to play Magic all the time.
All the time. And, like, and you know, I ended up falling into, like, I played soccer with all the jock kids, but my friend group was fucking nerds. Just huge nerds like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering and Smash Brothers.
I blame Will McKim on my
Tyler Coff.
Tyler Coff is yours.
Tyler Coff. That is
Oh my god, when I was growing up I had to hide my nerddom because I have a twin sister and she was like cool.
And so I just
kind of fell into this friends of, which they're great people. I'm not
But
I suppressed everything that I really, really liked. I hated sports, but I wasn't a runner. I was the non-sports sports guy. So I did track and cross country.
What's the thing where I have to have the least coordination?
I
just have to move my legs.
Exactly.
I'm just picturing Dirty A just running, like, arms down.
I was actually pretty good. I could do the mile in under 5 minutes.
Doing the Elaine.
Exactly.
Or what? The other lady from the Seinfeld show that doesn't move her arms.
I got involved heavily in the hardcore scene and metal scene. So I had to put my nerdiness aside because I got really deep into the music scene. And then once I got out of the music scene because it changed so much.
You realize all those guys were fucking nerds.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I can just let my freak flag fly. And I started playing D&D and, you know, all this stuff. And then we just kind of fell into going to comic book conventions because we all loved comics. And we met a few people and, like, we could really give this a go on the podcast and start interviewing people. And
then I got a book picked up.
Yeah, and then
there
you go.
It's just sort of, it's really snowballed over the last, 2 years?
Yeah, it started slow and, like, in the beginning we didn't actually care where we ended up with it. Like,
We always said if it stopped being fun, we wouldn't do it anymore.
That sounds familiar.
That's where we're at. Yeah. Still.
it's funny because, like, it was never our intention to, like, make anything serious out of it. It just so happens that
it just turned into that.
Yeah, and, like, each of us is good at talking in some other form of businessy type thing, and our roles just kind of naturally fell into each other, and then,
like, I tend to be a problem solver. Alex tends to be PR. Chris tends to be.
I thought you were gonna say problem creator.
Sometimes
that's Chris. Like, let's be honest, that's more Chris than
oh yeah, sure. Talk about the guy when he's not here.
I'll fucking tell him to his face.
Well, I mean, that podcasting is the perfect medium for this because that's how we got into it. We're friends. We're gonna shoot the shit anyway.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Why not put a mic in front of it? And
right.
If someone wants to listen, have at it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of, you know,
somebody offered us money and I was like, cool.
What, you mean we're going to pay us for this?
We did it for free, but if you want to give me money,
you're a loss, buddy. But we've been so lucky to have the opportunities we've had.
Yeah.
It's literally been right place, right time. But we love sitting around talking about bullshit. We love sitting around. If we're going to argue about movies, at least, like, let's record it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, that's,
because it gives us
for no other reason, so you can press play later on and say, no, you did say that.
It's on record, you fuck.
You bring Batman up and I just start yelling at people.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'm a hardcore Bat fan, so
yeah.
I just don't want to hear anybody else's opinion on it. I'm just like, you're fucking wrong. Just like,
you know how that's how I survived.
Doug is a huge
How I survived on the Batman subreddit.
Yeah, just scream at everybody, tell them you're wrong.
Exactly.
Just cover your ears.
No, it's na 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 na.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, yeah, we met. We started hanging out, I guess, in early 2013. And then that fall, we found we were like kindred spirits about movies and stuff like that. And we just said, let's do a podcast. And it just came from there. So we've been doing it about as long as you guys have.
Yeah, right on.
Right.
I think we met you at one of our 101 panels.
Yeah, okay. I met these guys at Bull City Comic Con last year.
Okay.
And then I started corresponding with Alex. And then we set all this up. And then... met up again at Raleigh Comic Con just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was fun.
Whereas I said, sure, we can do that.
He just comes along for the ride.
And here we are today. So.
Did I have to schedule anything? No, don't. Okay. Let me just get in the fucking car.
See, that's my role.
Do I have my mouth? Check. Okay.
Good to go. Alex, and done.
Alex just tells me when to be at his house.
Right.
And that's when I show up.
Yeah,
I literally drove up to his house. He opens the garage. He goes, "All right, you ready to go?" I was like, "You don't have to gain anything." No, let's just go. I was like, "All right,
let's go." I have this bottle of pills.
I do have a bottle of pills. They're not fun drugs, but hey.
Well, we're glad you guys could come onto our show here. And,
of course, man. Frankly, it's an honor because I rarely get to be a guest on a podcast.
Yeah.
You're slowly going to change your mind. Thank you for that out the gate.
We appreciate it.
You fucked up, man.
Our friend Matt, who's an author, he would come on for like special episodes that we did for like the Marvel movies and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden he would go to the movies with us all the time. He was on all the episodes and it just began, yeah, Matt's here, whatever. So,
also, Matt.
That's how Chris became a host, yeah, actually. Yeah. It's because he was on more often than not.
He was a frequent guest and then an infrequent host and then perma host.
And then perma host.
Perfect.
It just made sense. Like we tend to do things very organically.
Yeah.
Because we don't like force, because we interview so many people who have to deal with press junkets and all that shit.
Right.
We don't want to make it hard for them. We just, right. You know, we just want to sit down. We want to be your friend. We want to talk to you.
Yeah,
you know?
and that's very much the feel I got when we guessed it on your episode.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Nardwuar, in the way his style of interview and the guy from Hot Ones, Sean Evans. Don't ask the typical questions. You know, tell me what else you're into. I don't want to talk about comics.
Just have a conversation.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about comics. You talk about comics all day.
Right.
What sports do you like?
Right.
Who you got in the World Series? That kind of shit.
Yeah. Like, right.
So anyway, we're here to talk about comics.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm
leaving.
Fine.
Fuck off.
Get out. I don't give a shit.
Honestly, you might have noticed when I was on your podcast, I quieted down a little bit when you actually started diving into comics, because I don't actually read comics. Love the movies, but and I know enough to be dangerous.
Competent
in some, but the deep cut stuff, no idea. Let's jump right in then.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we get to that though, we have to talk about this one thing that came up in the news recently. Anthony Hopkins is going to be in the next Transformers movie.
Oh, that's right.
You guys mentioned on your episode the 14 Transformers movies.
You know, because he does that great voiceover in front of the trailer.
Exactly. He recently said in an interview with somebody that Michael Bay is quote a genius and quote a savant. And he compared him to the likes of Scorsese, Spielberg, and one other director he's worked with. I forget.
I don't know, but those two were.
But those two are enough.
and I sent that to Matt and Doug, and I said, "Oh my God, it's worse than we thought. He's reached full senility. It's over. Like, what is he thinking?" Just
you were in Silence of the Lambs, motherfucker.
Right.
Please have some self-respect.
I mean, like, you know, I can understand. Yeah, and he was talking about like I think from a technical aspect.
I don't care what aspect he's talking about.
Well, I mean, from everything I understand, from everything I understand, like Michael Bay is respected as like a technical, like technically
I will,
as a director.
I will totally give him props for his scene setting. He is only rivaled, in terms of palette. Just hold on.
Alex is losing his mind right now.
in terms of framing a shot, in terms of making a shot look interesting, mm-hmm. he's only rivaled by Tony Scott. Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Tony Scott knew how to fill a frame.
He's a master.
So in terms of that, I will totally give Michael Bay props, and I will give Michael Bay props for really good action sequences. His second unit action is mm-hmm. some of the best I've ever seen.
He's one of the best sellouts I've ever seen in my life.
Absolutely. No.
And if I were offered that kind of money, I'd sell out in a heartbeat too.
Yeah. But my opinion is that Anthony Hopkins, do we know what Anthony Hopkins is doing in the movie?
He is apparently an astronomer or something like that who knows the, quote, secret history of the Transformers.
When are we going to get Unicron? That's all I want.
I thought he was going to be in the last one.
I did too.
And when I saw the trailer.
Why would either of you think that? Have you seen what he's done so far with the Transformers?
That's true.
Butchered the whole idea of the
Transformers. I want Unicron.
Bumblebee is totally not a VW bug.
Right.
Every time I see it.
When the first movie came out, I threw something across the room.
Because he was a VW bug until he scanned
the Camaro.
That was the fun little twist of it.
Every time I see a yellow VW bug, I just go, Bumblebee, transform. Bumblebee, transform.
In 2010, I actually bought my first new car, the new Camaro that came out. And everyone thought, oh, you must love this, that Bumblebee's a Camaro. I'm like, no fucking, I don't love this. Hashtag not my Bumblebee.
Hashtag not all Camaros.
Right.
Hashtag GM Lives Matter.
So Alex, we want to hear from you.
You've been drooling in the corner.
He hates me for giving any amount of praise to Michael Bay. The Rock is one of the best action movies ever made.
God damn it, I agree with you. I love The Rock. It's popcorn-eating, schlocky
Bad Boys
shit.
1 and 2 are fucking fantastic.
I hated 2.
I loved 2.
Loved 1.
Here's where the opinion differs, is that...
Pain and Gain was really good.
He had some stuff that was super good, but everything he's touched in Transformers mm-hmm. has been garbage.
Yeah.
When you see a fucking fight scene between two giant robots and you can't tell
who's
where
who.
One fucking robot begins and the other ends, and they're close pans with shaky cam and gears rolling around, like, what the fuck am I supposed to take away from that?
Yeah. You know the best Transformer movie I ever saw?
1986.
No, well, I do love that
exactly.
One.
Yeah.
I do love that one. Was the Transformers ride at Universal Studios?
Yes, we said the same thing. Yeah, we went down there a few years ago, and
it was awesome.
We went on that ride. And we were like, "That's the best Transformers movie that Michael Bay ever did."
Went down for Halloween Horror Nights.
I was there last year.
I was there.
No, the year before last.
And Doug, of course, not a horror guy, so he just. Rode the Transformers ride with another friend for 3 hours straight.
You have to set up the whole story because you're going to embarrass me. You got to set up the entire embarrassment.
It's not embarrassing.
Right. No. We went to, what was it? We went to Jimmy Buffett's restaurant, right?
Margaritaville.
Yeah, Margaritaville.
Yeah, where they play the same 3 songs on a loop.
Yep.
So we went there. I must have had something that didn't agree with me because we were in line for this first. And I was going to go into the haunted house thing. I was going to go in and just be like, okay, fine, I'll do this, whatever, haha. I don't like horror stuff. Then I got the urge, and I was like, oh, God, I got to find a bathroom now. And
somebody bring me a fucking trash can.
Went to the person who was, like, the people running the line, and I said, I really got to use the bathroom. They're like, well, if you get out of line, if you actually leave the line to go, you're going to lose your place. We have the porta potties over there. I went in the porta potty. I was like, nope, this isn't happening.
It was completely dark, by the way.
It was completely dark, but I'm just like, nope, I don't know what's on the floor.
Well, that's why they have the porta potty next to the horror ride, because that's horrifying.
Yeah. Exactly. So now I was like, I'm out, guys. And as I went to the bathroom, they go through the thing.
So the other buddy, there are 3 of us at this point after Doug steps away. The other one who ends up leaving after this, he's scareder of horror movies than Doug is. He gets to the entrance of it. As soon as we take one step in, he just closes his eyes and goes, nope, 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 nope. And just closes his eyes all the way through that one and says, I'm going to go find Doug. And then the 2 of us do the rest of it.
See, I got the fast pass.
Oh, so that's
so I did all 13 houses in one night.
Oh, wow.
My favorite was Freddy versus Jason.
I hate that I missed that year.
It was so freaky because the first part's Jason, which I'm okay with. But like I mentioned earlier, I was terrified of Freddy Krueger as a kid.
Yeah.
And at one point, you walk out of the Jason area, and you see the Elm Street house.
God, I love it.
And they've got 2 little girls jumping rope, actual little girls jumping rope, and snow is falling. And I'm like,
God damn it.
I'm like, this sucks. That childhood
don't
fear.
Don't like it anymore.
It got me. Yeah. I didn't get scared in any of the other houses. Right. They were actually a lot of fun, some good jump scares. It was fun. But the inner 5-year-old in me was like, this is about to get real. So I walked into the Elm Street house, and I was like, oh, my fucking God. There's the stairs where Freddie felt the...
Horsebell stairs.
My favorite ride, my favorite house, though, was that one.
Yeah.
My second favorite was probably The Purge. That was a lot of fun. No, my second favorite was Insidious.
Oh, okay.
The Insidious house, because they get you as soon as you walk out of the house. There's a dude, there's the red demon in a cage off to your right.
Oh, after you think you're out.
After you think you're safe, oh, and jump scares you.
Nice.
I ran.
They did that with...
He got me, and I was like, fuck!
Yeah, they did that at the Texas Chainsaw House last year, I remember. The best one I've ever been in, it wasn't... I don't scare easily anyway, but it wasn't so much scary, but it was just cool because it was just like walking right onto the set of An American Werewolf in London.
Yeah, I remember that one.
It was so, so great. I thought I was on the movie fucking set, and I was just like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Our buddy that left them afterwards, and this was a year that they had the Walking Dead zombies just everywhere. They're just walking around everywhere. And they weren't bothering me that much. Well, he's going, I said, Luke, I said, calm down. I'm like, if they touch you, it's a lawsuit. That's all you got to remember.
And they won't touch you.
Yeah, yeah. And one, and one,
the best, yes.
No, no. And then, so like we were walking around because all the other rides are empty because all these people, everyone else is going to the haunted houses. So like we went on like Despicable Me and Transformers and Men in Black, all that shit. And so it's getting towards the end of the night. And we're getting tired, and we went to Krusty Burger, and then we were walking around, and this one zombie comes up, and I go, enough, enough. And he goes, and then like scurries away, and I'm like, had it, had it.
I would love to have been there for that moment.
When we were there, they had that one street of psychopaths. I can't remember where it's kind of close
to. Over the bridge?
No, this was over by Terminator.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, on
the back side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my fiance at the time, didn't understand that the more scared you look, the more they are going to mess with you.
Of course. Yeah. Especially if you're a woman.
Yeah, and they had the clowns with the chainsaws and all that shit. I had a blast. She had to get hammered to deal with it. She like wouldn't go on any ride, wouldn't go on
the houses. My perfect night. That I love it.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
If I was one of those Walking Dead zombies, I would just walk up to every person, get as close as I could, and like kind of lean in and smell them, like.
But Anthony Hopkins being in a Transformers movie, I would like to see how many zeros are on that check.
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, did you guys see Westworld on HBO?
I got to episode 3 and I have not finished it.
Okay.
I've been listening to a lot of Joy of Geek stuff and hearing the dichotomy of those three guys talk about that show where two of them love it and one of them is just kind of like, meh.
Yeah.
Like,
Hold on. I'm trying to guess.
Okay.
Jordan hates it. Nailed it.
Yeah, nailed it.
Don't even know anything. No back. You just know the person.
I know Jordan yes. well enough.
Yeah.
To be able to guess.
By the way, if you guys can ever get up with those dudes, those guys are.
Yeah, I got Jordan's card.
If you want to pick up his book, his one shot, Terminal Protocol. Very good.
Oh, that's out now. Very okay, good. Great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool.
I've awesome. Got a signed copy of it.
He actually nice. Phenomenal. He had another book get picked up recently, did he?
I think so. He's also writing a book about me, you, and Chris called Murder Hotel.
Thanks. That'll do it here at the Hodgepodge Podcast.
Yeah, we gotta get to the car. Weird. Wait, where's my car?
No. We are not the murderers.
Okay.
It's like a clue thing, huh?
Back and listen to our episode about fucking Dragon Con.
We won't tell the whole story here.
It's basically we rolled up on a fucking murder palace, and we were like, we can't.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Downtown Atlanta, $34 a night. This was a mistake.
I see. Gotcha.
When the dude with a milky eye is eyeballing you, it's time to go.
When the crackhead bumps you into the car,
you look in, you see your future in his eyeball. And like, oh shit!
The witch is
believe right. it or not, that's his good eye.
I was down there last year, Dragon Con.
We were there too.
Yeah, it was okay. It was a good time. I mean, by
we're going to Baltimore.
Yeah, we're going to Baltimore instead. Nice.
We're gonna go hang out with the Huge Sohn family.
Are you guys going to do this SuperCon thing that's coming in the summer?
I think so.
Going to do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a wizard show.
It's not. Because the wizard show was supposed to happen that same weekend. And I don't know. They got bought out.
Is that what it is?
Because we didn't know if it was HB2 or something like that. And then they pulled out or something.
There was something weird that happened. And like the show basically had already been booked. So it got bought out.
I don't see the point in paying $80 for a 3-day pass and then paying even more money to take a picture with somebody.
God damn it, I agree with you, but I've done it.
Yeah, we went to Dragon Con, I wanted to see Eliza Dushku, but then they were like, you can't take any pictures of her, even if she's just sitting at the table. You have to pay $50 to get a picture. I'm like, I'm not. No, we're good.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like I have the internet. I can pull up any picture I
thankfully,
want.
Thankfully, at the rate, not to toot our own horn, but toot. media drops get you.
Yeah,
are pretty awesome.
A fucking media pass around your neck gets you wherever the fuck you want to go.
Nice.
Yeah.
So but, that's pretty nice.
What? Yeah, I Anthony Hopkins in a Transformer movie just kind of. That'd be like putting Laurence Olivier in
a Transformers movie.
Well, that was like, sir, at the time, that was like Alec Guinness being cast in Star Wars.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Very true, and that became iconic.
Yeah.
Of course, the bane of his existence after that. He hated it.
Yeah.
I don't think he hated Star Wars as much as he hated being.
He hated fantasy.
He was typecast.
Right. That's what he was known for by a whole generation of people. Yeah. That's what he hated more than anything else.
Oh, well.
God, that will never happen to Hopkins, though. He's been already. Yeah, he's already.
The worst movie he's ever been in was The Rite.
I haven't seen The Rite.
It's an exorcism movie.
Okay.
Ah, okay. He's been a lot of dodgy stuff.
Yeah.
He was in that movie with Chris Rock where the twin brother becomes the secret agent or something like that.
Yeah.
What the hell was that movie called? I forget.
Nobody knows or cares. Trust me.
I saw the trailer. I was like, this is terrible.
The running title.
Yeah.
It's like
another thing from Blurt Studio for Blurt people so they can blurt.
It's Rob Schneider as the stapler.
Derpy derpy derpy.
What you're describing right now is fucking Adam Sandler's career as a voice. Oh, five
it's like it's like what Michael Caine said after he did Jaws 3 and he was asked, like,
four.
Was it Jaws 4?
It was Jaws 4, The Revenge. Yeah,
he was like, I've never seen the movie, but I saw the house it bought, and I really like it.
Yeah. Amen. Absolutely.
My cocaine.
Oh, my God. Cocaine. What do we
let's let's jump 15. Into it.
She was only 15.
Get the fuck
years
out of here, Colin.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
The size of
That's
a tangerine.
The size of a tangerine.
2017 is a big
stacked.
Year. It's a stacked year for comic book movies. Every major player. That's in the superhero game has a movie or had a movie come out in the case of Fox.
Mm-hmm.
So we just wanted to, we just wanted to go through, you'll have to cover your ears if we talk about it at all.
Oh, he dies. I get it.
Everybody knew.
Spoiler alert.
And X-23 takes over.
Or does she?
Or does she?
That's the weird part about
James Mangold has already said, I want to do an X-23 standalone.
I agree. I just don't know. And I know Logan is standalone.
I don't know
it
how
has
she'll
to
fit
be.
In.
It has to be because it's so far in the future. How you're going to bring X-23 back to the past? I don't know.
To be with the X-Men
or DeLorean,
Legion. Mm. Are you fucking kidding?
Sure.
That guy is a monster.
If,
that's
a fucking
if they put him in
show.
It, if
yeah.
they put him in it,
I haven't seen it yet because I need it to finish and then I need to binge it.
I need
because
I need,
he's
I need,
my favorite Marvel character.
Oh, really?
Will,
okay.
I will
they,
not watch.
They right. do.
I mean,
the,
even
the
fucking
justice.
Taliban died.
Well, here's the thing. But here's the thing. Like,
but at least he went out on his own terms.
That's true.
Don't they all say that though? But
Caliban definitely did.
He did.
Well,
yeah.
Like my whole thing with Legion is the reason I won't watch it, and the reason he's my favorite character is because it's got to develop fully for me. Because the entire reason I love him so much is he is the strongest mutant. Period.
Right.
But he's too fucking crazy
right.
to control it.
Then you should watch the show.
Well, I know, but I have to wait for so I can binge a whole season.
I think it is.
Okay.
It is finished. Yeah.
Finished.
Okay. Good.
So only 8 weeks.
Well, because the best.
I'm sure there will be more next time.
Of course.
Well, the best run of Legion they ever did was when his fucking when his multiple personalities got physical manifestations. That shit was dope. That was awesome. Like all the different parts of his psyche got
right.
physical manifestations.
That's cool.
Because he's that strong and that crazy.
That's right, awesome. Yeah.
And I think that's I'm a little bummed out that his hair isn't fucking super high top baby, but you can't do that because like Legion's hair in the comics is fucking ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
But that's why I love it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, even Wolverine, they never totally got his hair right because it's impossible. I mean, he literally had the hair like stand up all the way, you know, and you can't do that.
Did you hear
they
who
got close
Valiant's got some movies on their slate.
Fuck yes.
They do, yeah.
Bloodshot,
yeah,
give it to me.
Bloodshot.
I think November or something.
I think
Is it that soon?
It's
Tim
this
Cook,
year.
Who directed right. the first Deadpool.
I think they're doing Eternal Warrior? Or
I think,
are they doing
I think he's doing... no, he's doing... I think he's doing Bloodshot.
Exo. It's fucking Exo.
No, Bloodshot's definitely the first one.
Yeah,
I know
yeah,
Bloodshot's definitely
the first
one.
But they have something slated for Exo, right?
Not that no? I know of.
I'd love to see it. They all I know is Archer fucking billion.
I know Archer and Armstrong are getting a film.
If they do a fucking Quantum and Woody, I will shit myself.
Quantum and Woody is getting a TV show.
Yeah, I think they are. Yes! Yeah, I read that somewhere too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're.
What's that smell?
Oh, it's me peeing. We
gotta, not to say too much, we got to get in touch with Dinesh.
Yeah, we do.
But that's very exciting.
Yeah.
Talking about not new IPs, but right. fresh.
But stuff that the general populace doesn't know
about.
Yeah, they don't know anything about it.
If you ask 99% of people that you run into on the street, you guys know about Exo Manowar? Who the fuck? Okay, you just watch it.
Yeah.
Just watch it.
Yeah.
And I think that's very exciting because Valiant has come such a long way.
Yeah, because
all their number ones that have come out have been fantastic.
Yeah, they were big. To give you some background, I don't know if you know.
I'm aware of
because
the Valiant's dope.
They were big. They were big in the '90s, I guess.
And then they tanked,
and now they've had like a resurrection, basically.
Right. Because the guy who decided to bring them back,
Dinesh is
incredibly passionate about
cares. Yeah.
Yeah.
He really cares.
That's Kevin Feige from Marvel.
Yeah. He's not there for a paycheck.
He's a fan.
Yeah. He'll take the paycheck.
Jim Shooter was behind Valiant at first, wasn't it? The first iteration?
Yeah. And then Dinesh took over, and you want to talk about a dude who is passionate about his IPs and wants to push it forward.
Right.
Dude, it's Dinesh. He is at every con that he can be.
Yeah,
cool.
Shaking hands, passing out books, passing out swag.
They gave us $200 in free fucking trades.
Nice.
Wow. Like he said, the first one's always free.
Yeah.
So
first taste, a little bit of that dragon.
Yeah. but we Valiant is family to Name Redacted. We love those guys so much.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Super cool. I think they have three properties. I think everybody should check out comic book form wise. That
XO.
Well, actually, like I XO is one of their huge properties, but I don't think it's one of the three that everyone should see.
So what do you think, Archer Armstrong?
A&A is one. The other one Quantum is and Quantum Woody, but the last one is Dr. Mirage. And the reason is because Dr. Mirage, dude, the reboot is no longer a male character; it's a female character.
Oh, okay.
And it is phenomenal.
Hmm.
It is very detective-y, which is a kind of a departure from a lot of their.
So
other
it's almost
stuff.
Like The Question.
A little bit,
okay.
But it's I think everybody should check it out. I think it's fucking cool. Like,
nice,
really,
yeah.
Cool. And A&A is just, it's funny and it's not funny all at the same time kind of thing. And then Quantum Woody is just fucking stupid.
Yeah, I've heard that's funny. Yeah, that's really funny.
And they have a goat.
So how does everybody feel about the first full-length Justice League trailer has come out? How do you feel about that?
Let you go first here, both.
I liked it. It didn't blow me away, but I liked it. I really liked, the best part of it for me was Aquaman.
Yeah.
I thought Jason Momoa was great. It looks like they're gonna do Brave and the Bold Aquaman, where he's like an adventurer type guy, like Barrel Chesler. Let's go, Batman! You know,
yeah.
It looks like that's what they're gonna do with it, which is a smart idea.
That boy is huge.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Jason Momoa is big.
I'm glad. Yeah. That's one thing I can commend Scott Snyder on with this casting choice is that he was like, nope, Aquaman ain't no wimp this time.
Yeah,
he is a formidable fucking fighter.
Yeah, and then. It looks like they're very much going to be doing New 52 Justice League, because Cyborg is very much involved in
it,
like he was, right? Yeah, but he was very involved in the New 52 relaunch with Jim Lee and Geoff Johns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like Flash. I like Ezra Miller's Flash. From what I've seen so far, I didn't think I would like
You're
him
only
as the
gonna
Flash.
Get one.
I'm glad he cut his hair.
Me too. Yeah, me too. I couldn't see Barry Allen with long hair.
No.
It's bad enough that it's dark hair. It's bad. That's bad enough.
Yeah.
But I like the lighter tone they're going for than Batman versus Superman.
Agreed.
Because the thing is, for me, is like, you know,
not in the lighting department.
No, not in the lighting department. But that's Zack Snyder. That's Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder, not Scott Snyder.
But
fucking Snyders.
Like Batman versus Superman, you know, Batman versus Superman, I didn't hate Batman versus Superman.
I didn't either.
There's a lot of stuff I liked.
The extended cut makes it a much better movie.
But
I did not find that.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
Okay.
I really didn't.
But I do admit that it's not a great movie.
Yeah.
It's by any stretch of imagination. But I liked Affleck. I liked Gal Gadot.
Mm-hmm.
And the action was great. Now, it made me very much want to see Wonder Woman and the Batman. Very much.
I'm excited for the Wonder Woman movie.
That
me too.
How do you pronounce the plant, where it's from?
Themyscira.
Themyscira. Okay. Yeah. I used to say Themyscira.
Yeah.
Well, the first time he said that, I was like, what the fuck is that? And he was like, where Wonder Woman's from? I was like, Themyscira? And he was like, same thing. And I was like,
No, it's not.
Really?
That's so funny when you're reading stuff, especially like fantasy sci-fi type stuff, and everybody has their different pronunciations of everything.
When I was playing D&D, I used to call him the Drow, and then I was like, no, it's the Drow.
No, the part that got me was when I was a kid, I'd watch the Justice League TV show, and I always thought they said Themyscira.
Right.
An F.
Oh, with an F. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, because they're ladies.
Now, I will say the thing about Batman vs. Superman, and we talked about this on the podcast, is that, you know, that pissed me off about Batman vs. Superman, is that they made it so vague, like, why they were fighting. Like, you knew why Batman was mad at Superman, but it was very vague why Superman wanted to
fight
him.
It wasn't vague why they made up, though.
Right. But then if you watch the DC Animated Universe, and when they met in the Animated Universe.
They're bros, first of all.
It was very, you know, quick, clear why they were opposing forces, but they weren't like, I'm going to murder you. You know, it's like, it was very cool. It was a very cool scene.
The way they did it in Justice League War, the animated movie, even though it's not a great fucking animated film in terms of DC's animated stuff.
Right.
Like, even that was kind of cool because, like, they were both fighting the same thing. And then Bruce was just like, all right, like, let's fucking do this.
Right, yeah.
And Superman was just kind of being an arrogant prick.
Yeah.
And then, like, Superman is charging Batman as Batman's talking to Hal Jordan. And he's like, he's going to kill us. And Batman's like, no, he's not. He bruises, but he doesn't kill. Isn't that right, Clark? And he just stops in front of him. And I was like, that's a good play.
Yeah, that's good.
And then Clark stops and kind of squints at him and then goes, okay, Bruce Wayne. And like x-ray visions the fucking thing. And then Hal Jordan goes, who's Bruce Wayne? And I was like, fuck you. You don't know who Bruce Wayne is, you piece of shit. This is why John was always better than you, Hal.
My hopes for the movie is, it was cool seeing the Mother Box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was really neat. We know it's Darkseid.
Right.
Yeah. At this point, we know those are robots that Batman is shooting, so it's fair game.
Right.
I want to see Detective Batman.
Won't get that until the actual Batman movie. Yeah, the Batman.
And I mean, it's cool. I'm excited to see how the team work together.
Right.
Because I can see the synergy working.
Right.
Ooh, buzzword, synergy.
Upward mobility.
Paradigm. I'm really interested. I'm kind of over Zack Snyder. Damn it. He's a genius. Kind of over Zack Snyder. I hope he can lighten the tone a little bit and the palette, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So blue.
I think the goggles that Batman wore in there are stupid looking and remind me too much of Night Owl,
yeah,
from Watchmen.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's totally fucking. It's once again Red Sun. That's what it is. It's where he's a fucking. It's an or not an allegory. It is kind of an allegory to
a little bit
to the way that his freedom fighter fucking underground look in Red Sun is, where he's kind of, you know, Dust Bowl Batman.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Which I'm cool with in a way, but also just like, it's not that. Don't do that.
No. I'm just afraid. I mean, like, with the look of the characters in Flash and stuff like that, especially Flash, you know, it kind of harkens to like Injustice universe. And I'm just like, you can't do that. You can't do that when you're just starting your universe. You can't do that.
Have you done the count yet? In Batman v Superman, at how many different storylines they have?
No, we have not done nine. All right.
God.
There's nine different allegory illusion type things to major storylines.
You know, you said you can't do that yet. Earlier, I heard you say it's too early for Darkseid. But, you know, they've already set sail. I mean, by killing off Superman was way too early in this
issue two, he dies. Fuck it.
Yeah, it was way too early to do that. So their ship's already set sail.
Yeah.
What the fuck now?
Let's just commit.
To be fair, the second Avengers movie was Ultron.
And it shouldn't have been.
No, I agree with that.
They should have built Ultron up. In fact, they should have.
Yeah.
If they really, like, because that's what's so funny about Marvel.
They jumped
like,
really fast into Avengers Disassembled.
That's what I said about Civil War, too. I thought Civil War was too early for them to break up.
I don't think Civil War should have happened.
But you know, all right, we'll get into that. Yeah. But yeah, like, Marvel does plan their stuff better, but if you look at Age of Ultron, they really don't plan it nearly as well as people thought. Because if they had, they would have threaded Ultron throughout all those movies,
but that wasn't the point.
And then landed.
They're just rushing to the. They're just rushing to Infinity War.
Well, and it's not just that. It's that movie is very clearly a 2-hour trailer.
Yeah,
that is what they made. Yes. And it is not disguised as anything but that.
We've talked about that at length before. Yeah. I'm cautiously optimistic about the Justice League movie.
Me too.
I am much more interested in like Colin said, the Wonder Woman movie.
So let's talk about Wonder Woman.
I'm more interested in that. I like the trailer for Justice League. It didn't bowl me over. And
right.
There wasn't a whole lot new there.
We
don't know what it's going to be already. Right.
Fuck you guys. I hate the new Aquaman because I've got blonde hair and I want my Aquaman to be a skinny little fucker like me.
You want Arthur Curry to be a little mincy little fuck.
But he was the best part about the trailer.
Yeah, I agree.
He is going to be a great character and I'm looking
forward
to it.
He'll be the Thor of that movie.
But
I'd rather see
Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Aquaman in that
Martian Manhunter.
Well, it's funny. Our friend Dave.
Give me that shit. I'm fucking Justice League without Martian Manhunter.
I have a thing to say about that shit. But our buddy Dave Blanch actually had an entire series of where he took the actors from Game of Thrones and turned them into prints of Justice League characters.
Oh, nice.
The Hound was Batman, and Arya was
Robin.
Was Robin,
He did this way before the announcements for shit came out, right?
Right.
So he had Jason Momoa as Aquaman way before.
Wow.
That's cool.
And then there's a picture of him on Instagram. Jason Momoa bought a Jason Momoa Aquaman print and was standing next to Dave, who's fucking 5'4".
Dave's a little dude.
And I'm just like, is some cool shit.
Love you, Dave.
But the thing is that, like, with the new movies coming up, first of all, I'm more excited about Wonder Woman for one particular reason, and that is that the actual shots look beautiful, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, so Patty Jenkins looks like she did a good job with that.
Out the gate, that trailer looks amazing.
The lasso is fucking, it's drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing that I do have a concern about is, just like every other fucking DC property, you have heard nothing but, like, it's been a nightmare on set and all this other shit.
Right.
And I think the problem is they have not found the creative team that is there for the movies. They have only found creative teams that are like, we have to crush Marvel. And that's not the point.
No, it's not the point.
And that's the same. That may be the end game, but that has to come organically through
good stories. You have to get care.
Yeah.
There's only been two directors in the entire Marvel cinematic universe. And the entire director. Fuck, you know what DC. I'm saying. DC cinematic universe. It's been Zack Snyder. It's been Zack Snyder and
David Ayer.
That's it.
Right.
So we've got to pump new blood into it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm excited about Matt Reeves directing the Batman. He has complete creative control.
Yeah.
And he's hopefully, please let him work with Bat.
And he's proven. Affleck. He's proven. Right.
Dude, that dude's a genius.
He's great. Oh, those Planet of the Apes movies are incredible. Incredible.
And he wrote
awesome shit.
Well, that's true.
He did.
But to be fair, that movie was cut by a fucking trailer.
It's not just that. They only gave him like 6 weeks to write the screenplay. They made him jam that shit out.
Yeah.
And I guess his reward is going to be he's going to do this Gotham City Sirens thing. Harley Quinn will be in and stuff like that. So I guess that's, he's like, look, you got to give me something in return since I've taken all the shit on this fucking movie.
Since you literally dicked me.
One of the best action directors or war directors out there. And they gave him the Suicide Squad, which could have been
Oscar-winning Suicide
that's
Squad.
That's right.
It did win an Oscar.
It did.
God damn it.
Wait, I'm sorry.
It won for best makeup.
Best makeup.
Over Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah.
Which, okay, I'm sorry. What?
Hold on.
I like
what fucking makeup?
Killer Croc was the worst thing
you
on
mean
the screen,
the most
and that's what
racist
he won for.
Shit I've ever seen on screen.
Ask no, wait, did you see? Wait, did you see Transformers 2?
And, oh God, those two things.
I mean, the makeup on Trendy Quinn was fantastic.
No, yeah, it was, but like at the same time, fucking, there's a lot of other things that, like, that is some basic bitch bullshit.
I'm really glad the hype for that movie's calmed down because I cannot take seeing any more Harley Quinn cosplay.
No.
Well, it's part of bingo. It's because it's so basic.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a reason why it's easy to do cosplay for Harley Quinn.
Because
the movie version of Harley Quinn is just a fucking t-shirt and hot pants.
If I see one more fucking Mary Jane costume that's just a Spider-Man t-shirt and movie shorts, I will fucking burn down the building.
When I was
Dragon... Wait, wait, wait. Sorry, Tots.
I don't care. Like, I love Dr. Tots. I love Taylor. She's great. Stop doing that cosplay. It's fucking stupid.
When I went to Dragon Con, I actually saw a woman was dressed as the DC Animated Universe Harley Quinn. And I had to walk up to her. I said, first of all, the costume's amazing. And thank you for actually being Harley Quinn and not Trendy Quinn. You know?
I love seeing DC Animated Universe Harley Quinns. Those are my absolute favorite.
Sure, yeah.
But no.
And, to be fair, Margot Robbie nailed it. She was.
Oh no, yeah, and she was great. She was like the best part of the movie. Yeah, of course.
She
wasn't,
and she didn't play an idiot.
She didn't. What are we? Some kind of Suicide Squad?
I mean, yeah. And other than that line, he was actually really good in that movie too. Agreed. I mean, he was really good.
I hate that he only wore the mask once.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna put it out shitty. There. And I know Colin disagrees with me. I don't care.
What
wasted as that role? Wasted.
Who, totally. Will Smith?
Fuck Will Smith. Yes.
No, I would be inclined to agree with
you. Okay, because when we first talked about it before the movie came out, you're like, no, Deadshot's a great character. And I was like, still waste of Will Smith.
It's a complete waste of Will Smith.
Yeah, I would buy that,
The characters, it's not, the fault is not in the characters. It's just the writing. It's the fucking shitty script and that goddamn shitty villain that they keep writing.
Yeah.
It's the worst villain ever.
I will say this, though. There was a point in that movie.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It was fucking rad.
The best fucking, like, one of the most iconic moments to me in a movie I've seen in the last 10 years, where the fucking Enchantress's hands come out from underneath the girl's hands, and poof, that shit was awesome. That little tiny, just, that's what I love about DC in general, is they give you moments.
Right.
And that moment.
Right.
Of those hands coming out from underneath the girl's hands, and then,
right.
That shit was so breathtaking to see happen on the big screen. Right. And I appreciated it in a big way because I was like, that's someone who cares.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That shows me somebody who gives a shit.
Right.
Because they took time to do this little detail that was really, like, it's creepy and it's mysterious and it's well shot and it's well edited.
Right.
And somebody cared about it. And then the rest of the movie.
And this is the other 130 minutes.
Yeah. And like, and then like that one moment where first of all, it jumps around too much and everybody knows that. But like, where they're just out on the street just so fucking Margot Robbie can
steal for no reason. Yeah.
That we're bad guys.
Yeah.
Cut it.
Yep.
Cut it the fuck out.
Nope.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
You can leave in the trailer, but you've take it out of the movie. You
already say that pretty much.
In the trailer.
Yeah. Unnecessary.
But I don't know.
But let's talk about Wonder Woman, because Wonder Woman looks great.
It's fun as hell.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman in World War, is it World War One?
Yes, World War One.
Who makes a World War One movie? Nobody does, and I find that fucking refreshing.
To be honest, I think they did it to avoid comparisons to Captain America, honestly. I think it's probably why
they did it. But she also has storylines where World War One is part of her...
Oh, she does? Because I thought it was World War II always for Wonder Woman. I thought it was World War II.
I was pretty sure she had some World War II or World War I stuff.
I thought it was always World War II.
Well, I think it's also more interesting, not just because of like the difference in the two wars, but because like bringing her into something that's even more primitive in technology than World War II. But still technology.
Right.
So she's a little bit more comfortable.
Right.
Because she's just from an island with swords and spears and shit.
Right, yeah.
But like,
it's still kind of like, it's still kind of like, whoa.
I mean, it's a plane that's made out of fucking toothpicks and rubber bands, but it's still a plane.
Right. Yeah.
Is it invisible?
Not yet.
I hope the things I hope for the Wonder Woman movie is that I hope that she and Chris Pine have chemistry together.
I think they will.
I want it to pass the Bechdel test, though, just to be completely honest.
Yeah. Well, I think that probably will because Etta Candy's in it, so her best friend, so that'll work. I hope that she's going to do a good job because I liked her in Batman vs. Superman.
She's a little stiff.
She doesn't do a lot, though, in that movie.
She's a little stiff, in my opinion.
And so I'm hoping that she's...
She's a lot stiff, but...
Oh, God.
I hope I hope that she's competent as one of them. Because if she's not, the whole thing falls apart.
Basically. It does. And it's the problem is, not the problem, sorry, the challenge is this isn't just going to be something that affects Wonder Woman. All right. This is the first female lead in the superhero movie-verse that we've really gotten
in the current age.
In the current age that we've
gotten. Because, I mean, Catwoman.
And if it fails, it's going to affect
Right.
The studios.
I'm never going to get a Captain Marvel.
Yeah, it's going to affect
the You'll studios. Still get Captain Marvel,
To put these great characters on the screen again.
She's already cast.
And goddamn it, we need more female leads in every movie. Yeah. But it's certainly comic book movies.
Yeah, so. For sure.
Well, I mean, like, and one of the things that, like, and I know I'm going to catch a lot of shit for this. I like Gal Gadot as the choice, kind of. She is too small. Sorry, you're from an Amazon village. You're supposed to be 6'3", fucking 120. Fair point. Or, I mean, 220. Yeah. You're big.
Right.
Like, she's big.
Right.
She is broad. She has massive shoulders and biceps that can crush your skull. Like, I know you can't find a whole lot of females out there that are that body type.
Right.
I get that. But, like, Gal Gadot is fucking skinny.
She is.
She's also, like, 5'10".
She is kind of tall.
She's
tall.
Yeah. And the way I look at it, the way I headcanon this is purely headcanon, is that she has supernatural power. She's
I've read that argument too. Yeah. That because she's magic, she doesn't have to be, built like Batman basically to be strong.
And she's goddamn immortal. She lived through World War I.
So. Exactly.
Well, I mean, but she's unnaturally strong. I mean, first of all, anybody who is able to go toe to toe with Superman is unnaturally strong, regardless of how fucking big you make them.
Yeah. Right.
But like, I don't know. I am looking forward to it. I think it looks really nice. I think it looks very clean. I think it looks very interesting. And it's one of those things that I am looking forward to in a big way.
But my biggest thing is don't fuck it up.
Yeah,
I just don't know
can't fuck it up.
Even if you have to be safe with it.
Just don't fuck it up.
Yes.
Like, and it worries me because, like, I don't think I could handle the next fucking 10 years of DC movies if the one thing that looks like it's got a shot at being legitimately solid turns out
sucks.
To be a hot sack of garbage.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah. I'm worried.
Cause if
we call it cautiously optimistic on
Wonder Woman as well. Yes. If Wonder Woman fails, just because the script is bad or whatever, then it's going to prove basically that the only character that DC can do with any competency is Batman. And that's it. and I actually read something. I read a story out. It's a rumor is that for Batman's, the rumor is that in 2019, which is Batman's 80th anniversary, that they're planning on doing DC, Warner Brothers is going to release 4 Batman movies, not all Batman, but that's when they'll do the Gotham City Sirens, Nightwing. The last one will come out as Batman. I forget what the third one was going to be. I forget what it was.
Great. Who are they going to cast as Nightwing then?
I have no idea.
It's just probably
They're talking about doing Nightwing. They haven't done it yet. Oh God!
Is Justin Long with being Nightwing with pithy humor?
I'd love to see
Seth Rogen.
No, Nightwing needs to be in his early 20s.
What I also really would love to see is I need Jason Todd on screen.
Yep.
At some point in time,
because we know it happened. Because
it might happen in the Batman. You never know. Like a flashback.
Because he has the
costume.
The costume.
Yeah. Which was
Joke's on you.
I wish we had a different Joker.
I think with the next iteration, we can tone him down a bit.
Hashtag not my Joker.
Well, I'll be honest with you.
Hashtag not Joker ever.
The way I feel about Suicide Squad's Joker is, had he been given a little bit more screen time, I think it could have really
fleshed it out a little more.
I did feel uncomfortable when he was on screen.
Yeah.
He was creepy as holy fuck.
I just felt like he was a generic gangster number one as opposed to the Joker.
Yeah. I did not like the tattoos. I didn't mind the grill.
Things, I guess, since you just brought that up. Joker is too much of a fucking sociopath to sit still for good tattoos. That's bullshit. Like, that guy does not get solid, clean, good work.
Right.
He gets scratch tattoos that get half finished, and then he goes and blows up a building. That's what the fucking Joker does. Second, bullshit that he has fucking empathy. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Right?
Yeah.
No, not at
that
all.
That ruined it.
Not at all. Yeah.
Like,
you're
that moment where he was like, I have to go back for Harley. No, you beat Harley. That's what you do. You're the Joker. You're insane.
Yeah.
Right.
And you at least tried to show that a little bit, and then you completely backtracked on that scene. Like,
I couldn't get down with it because I was just like, you're not the, like, it's just like when they tried to do the new fucking Doctor Doom and the new Fantastic Four movie.
They made a Fantastic Four movie?
I wrote a dissertation on how much I hated it. I
heard that Fox had the right.
Wait a second. We need to keep this IP to ourselves. Get a screenplay real fast.
I heard that Fox had the rights, but I've never seen a Fantastic Four film. I've never seen one. I don't know.
But I would like to hope you're right. That if they flushed that character out a little more, it would at least maybe become a little more jokery. But to me, not at all.
I'm not comparing that to Heath Ledger.
I would like to see
in the next one, if he appears in the Batman, because we already know that the bad guy in the Batman is going to be Deathstroke.
Yeah, which is awesome.
It's fucking rad.
Yeah.
Because what's his name? Joe.
Joe Mangiello.
He's
actually. I just read the other day that he is doing. He co-wrote a D&D screenplay. And then they did, oh, and here's an update. It's based on the first book of Dragonlance. I was like, holy shit.
Next thing you know, they're going to start making Drizzt Do'Urden book movies, which I would piss my pants. if they do it in Joker, I'd like to see him, like, more crazy, and the tattoos have been, like, slightly removed.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? It was a face.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, that would be, yeah.
Like, the ever-changing Joker.
That would work.
You never can pin him down. He's all over the place.
Yeah.
Like that.
That would be cool.
That's a good retcon, in my opinion.
I forgot who Joe
Manganiello.
Yeah, I forgot who that was, and all I see when I
he was Brad.
Was Brad. He's Brad, man. He's also fucking sexy Brad.
Sexy Brad.
So let's talk about a movie that, on all levels, based on the trailers and everything, it looks like it's gonna be a home run.
Okay.
As long as they got the villain right, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Looking forward to it.
It looks.
Favorite. Of the year, hopefully. I'm already calling it that. I don't know that, but
right. Yeah. The trailers look hilarious. They look great.
Seeing Batista be a real human being is so crazy.
Right.
Like, he's just sitting there laughing and shit.
Dave Batista
being a fucking real person and just being like, ha ha ha, you suck! Like, that is awesome. It was super good.
It looks great, but we were talking about, with the movies, with the DC movies, how they're trying to set up a universe and all that kind of stuff, and how they kind of forget story. That's the only thing I'm kind of worried about with Guardians of the Galaxy.
But they give James Gunn so much freedom.
Creative control.
Yeah. He also wrote the Belko experiment, which was not that great. So
I still need to see that.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible. And what I told him on the car out here is that I'll bet you he wrote a better script and then it got ripped to shreds once it...
Maybe.
I will bet you.
But he also did Super.
That's true. Shut up, crime.
Which is a goddamn masterpiece.
So good.
It's still on my Netflix queue. I haven't watched it.
But look. Guardians of the Galaxy, when it came out, it proved what can be done with a comic IP that no one knows, and so that the studio's just like, sure, do what you want with it.
Like anybody had ever heard of Rocket Raccoon,
right?
And it was beautiful.
Right. Star Lord.
It's.
I mean,
it's the perfect. It's the perfect in space. It had the perfect comic feel to it.
Yeah,
I just loved everything about it.
I can see
that. Oh.
And that dude started. Nice. That dude started at Troma.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Like, his brother was more successful than him for being on Gilmore Girls.
Right.
Yeah. No tomatoes in this though.
Yeah.
But that trailer looks fantastic.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I laughed my ass off.
I don't think there's any way for them really to fuck it up.
I hope not. I hope not.
I am kind of bummed that they're not making Peter Quill's father a living planet.
Sure,
because just that's
personified in Mr. Russell.
Which I love Kurt Russell.
Me too.
Jack Burton,
but it's easier to
Snake Plissken.
But it's going to be way easier to.
Oh God! Did you hear?
Identify as a fucking character.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Planet.
Did you hear? Pretty much, you
just be waving into the sky every.
Hey, Dad! Hey, Daddy!
this is kind of off topic, but did you guys hear that they're going to remake Escape from New York?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Do you know who's directing it?
No, who's directing?
I forget who's
Kurt
directing.
Russell.
Rodriguez.
Oh, right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we did hear that.
Okay, and you know how opinionated John Carpenter is on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, couldn't have picked a better person. Yeah. I'm excited.
Nice.
I was like,
great.
Fuck yes!
Great.
Nice. We were actually saying on the car ride up that it's possible that Kurt Russell could end up being the highest grossing actor in the box office this year. Because he's in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and he's in Fast 8, the Fast and the Furious 8.
I'm sorry.
He could possibly be the top grossing actor.
No, I love.
Okay, hold on. I hear you. Hold so on. Does everybody. Hold I just could
of
not
the year.
That's right.
Just
my opinion is that Tokyo. Remember, I was here one night and I was watching Tokyo Drift, and you're like, "What are you doing?" It's like, "I'm watching the best entry. It's my favorite, even though Han dies."
I think that's the one where he doesn't.
Huh?
But he doesn't.
No, because the part where Han dies is actually referenced in Fast
Retcon.
6 or 7.
Fast 45. Yeah.
It's hard to describe.
Once again, Land Before Time and Fast and the Furious.
What's next on the list?
So then you got Thor 3 comes out. Thor Ragnarok comes
Stoked.
Out in November.
Taika Waititi.
Dude, he's fucking genius.
He's great.
And well, me and you for sure with the horror element that he did in What We Do in the Shadows. That was the perfect movie. God damn.
You know they're making
fun.
A sequel.
Yeah,
Werewolves.
Cannot wait.
Werewolves, not Swayables.
Yeah,
Did you see Hunt for the Wilder People?
Not yet.
It's fantastic.
Right. Okay, I'll check
fantastic
it out.
Movie.
You ever seen Troll Hunter?
Yeah, and I loved it, especially because the trolls ate Christians, and that just made me infinitely happy.
Entertainment Weekly.
Oh God, no.
The images so far that have come out for that look just awesome.
Yeah, for Thor Ragnarok. Yeah,
and
they're doing. They're going to borrow some from Planet Hulk and put.
Yeah,
Hulk
yeah. In, there's some Planet Hulk in there. And
to me, it seems like that's going to be hard to do, put to screen. But I hope
if he
can pull it off, I think.
Yeah, Planet I don't Hulk think it's going to be like anything like Scar of the World or anything like that. But they're going to do the gladiatorial arena,
right?
Stuff,
yeah,
I don't know if they're going to make him World Breaker or not. But we'll
no,
see.
I doubt it.
Here's the thing: Planet Hulk is the one Hulk thing other than Joe Fixit that I actually give a shit about.
Joe Fixit.
I love fucking Joe Fixit. Because it's the best version.
I still remember that two-parter in Wolverine when he goes to Madripoor and meets Wolverine, and Wolverine sends him on a flight.
Yeah, it's like, get the fuck out of here.
My favorite Hulk and Wolverine story is actually Hulk as Ultimate, because it begins with
Hulk ripping him in half.
Well,
and then his
Wolverine
his
climbing up
torso,
the mountain.
Yeah. But the second thing is that Thor is my favorite property in Avengers.
Tenaris.
Thing is that like,
I'm gonna get Billy Fowler to do me a Tenaris. I don't care
sick.
How much it costs.
But like the thing is that I love Thor. I love Norse mythology. I always have. It's always been fucking a huge part of like culture that I like.
Did you get Neil Gaiman's book?
The what?
Neil Gaiman's book.
Have you read American Gods? I'm so stoked.
End of the month. Cannot wait.
So okay, American Gods is in my top 5 books of all time.
Oh, wow.
And it's up there close with Good Omens. So.
Ragnarok is an awesome story. It's an awesome story. And I'm scared to death.
That's going to be nothing like what it's
but
about.
Do you like what they've done with Thor in the movies?
Yes.
I love those movies.
Do you really? I love Dark World.
No,
oh.
Hold on.
Fair.
Thor as a character is phenomenal. In everything they put him in, he's great.
Mm-hmm.
Loki is great. All the characters in all the movies that are in.
So this is your
all
brother?
Good.
He's adopted.
Yeah.
Like, all the characters are great. They're just put in bad scripts. That's really what it is.
Well, the first Thor movie, I mean, they put
it's
Thor
fun.
They put Thor into Superman 2.
Yeah. But it is fun. It is a fun movie.
Right.
And it's interesting and kind of weird and quirky. But the second Thor movie is lacking in development,
mm-hmm.
but, like, kind of really fucking loved Malachi.
Yeah. I thought he was weak. Yeah,
I mean,
he was weak.
Like, but also, I am a huge fan of Christopher Eccleston.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Like he in my eyes he does no wrong. Like, and I hate Doctor Who, and
Destro?
I watched that season.
Destro.
I didn't watch it.
If I didn't watch it, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist if I didn't watch it. Like, in my brain, that should never happen, so fuck off. But by the way, this is Tenaris. This is who Thor turns into.
Oh, okay. Badass. Yeah, nice.
Two-handed hammer.
He is so fucking cockrock. I fucking love it.
It's
just feel like the Thor movies, for me...
They fall flat.
They fall flat, but... Man, do they really butcher the female characters in this movie?
Oh, just.
No, I mean, more than any other property.
Sif is just a fucking absolute, like, nightmare of a representation.
I cringe. It makes me cringe.
I've seen a lot of other stuff that, you know, in those movies that I do like. I think the one saving grace for female characters is Marcy. I think she's great.
Kat Dennings' character?
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's awesome. She is a fucking phenomenal.
I disagree.
They did too much with her in the second one.
This is a print I own from Billy Fowler.
Right.
And that's kind of his general style.
Okay.
So I'm going to get him to do a Tenaris like that.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that'd be
nice.
Very cool.
But like,
I have that print.
Yeah.
I like it.
But it's funny because I've, like, I think she's really fucking funny. Mm-hmm. And she does a great job with that character. But honestly, I need some of the other crazy strong characters that I've missed. Mm-hmm. I need Tyr. I need him real bad. I'd love to see them just randomly drop in some Fear Itself characters. Because mm-hmm. I want to see fucking Sin turn into Scotty.
I would just like to see Sin fight Captain America. Like,
she breaks his shield in
Fear Itself.
In Fear Itself. Okay. Straight up just like picks up the hammer, just snaps his shield.
It's possible that could happen because in Age of Ultron, Tony Stark had the vision where the shield was broken. So it's possible.
It would be super cool if they mixed the two and just called it Ragnarok. But if
that's
they
probably brought, what they're going to do.
If they brought Fear Itself into it, I will shit bricks.
Right. Yeah.
Because that is the best fucking like Thor oriented Marvel storyline.
And I don't understand Marvel's obsession right now with like after Fear Itself repeating their events like Civil War 2, Secret Wars.
It's, yeah. I don't know, like it'd be because Chris probably said it best. The Fear Itself storyline was so DC that it's such a departure from your average Marvel storyline.
Right.
That it kind of like I think they tried to get back to their roots, but
maybe. I guess. I mean, let's just be honest, on two sides of the same coin. Marvel is killing the cinematic universe, and their comics are fucking failing.
Yeah,
and on the reverse of that, DC's movies need some fucking
a lot of
help.
Work. Yeah,
but on the comic side, they're doing really well.
And Chris Nolan ain't coming back.
I cannot wait to see
Dunkirk.
Dunkirk.
Yeah. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
God, not a war movie apparently.
No, he says it's like a survival movie, basically,
which I'm into.
I'm a super son.
The other thing with Thor is that the pictures that came out, I guess, in Entertainment Weekly, and I guess we'll probably see a trailer, I would think,
soon.
Probably this month. Before Guardians comes out. Right before Guardians comes out.
Maybe at Guardians.
Right. And that's exactly 6 months in advance.
We got Star Wars Celebration coming this
next
week.
Next week, yeah. You're definitely going to get the trailer for Last Jedi, for sure.
Which I'm semi-nervous about.
Just so everybody knows, the word Jedi is plural and singular.
Well, if we can't be worse than Rogue One, so...
Yeah.
That's the second person we've heard today who did not like Rogue One.
I liked it.
And here's the third.
Oh, I liked it. I thought it was fun.
We'll have to do another episode. That's a different episode. Because if we start talking about Star Wars, we'll be here for 4 hours.
We're
go back and listen to our episodes with Adam and Allison.
Okay.
Adam Hughes and Allison Stone.
We talk about, we have a yearly
I was telling you about that.
And by the way, we don't hate it.
Yeah, it was really disappointing, I felt.
Okay, that's fair. I've always said I'd like to see the movie they made before reshoots.
Yeah. The movie was in the trailer? That'd be great.
I wanted a gritty spy story. It was another adventure story.
Yeah.
It was an adventure story, and I wanted more of a heist.
Yeah.
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 I wanted more of a Saving Private Ryan. Mashed together with an Ocean's 12.
That's what Red Letter Media said. They said, what if they made it like an Ocean's movie? But like, and they were like, and I guess I thought this too when I saw the trailer too, is that I thought they were going to have to break into the Death Star to get the plans out.
Yeah.
Like that would have been cool.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, that's
yeah.
We'll do this.
Absolutely.
Got it.
Yeah. But the Thor movie, the pictures that came out on Entertainment Weekly, it looks like they're also trying to really make it look a lot like Guardians of the Galaxy. So it's very, very colorful, very weird looking, very 80s, very weird looking.
That's Taika Waititi.
But that's Taika Waititi. Right. I was about to say, that is just Taika Waititi putting his stamp on the movie, and I love it. I can't wait.
So we'll see what happens.
He's already proven himself to be genius.
Did you see like Thor living in the flat, like he's got a flatmate?
Yeah.
That was the best part of Doctor Strange.
I can't believe they cut Thor's hair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's got hair like mine.
It looks good. I think they cut it when he gets to the planet.
You love the character Thor so much. What do you think, Alan?
First impression. For Ragnarok, I will accept that.
Okay.
Because it gives him kind of a more gritty outlook.
Mm-hmm.
But like there's nothing really more iconic than the Thor ponytail.
It's the defining thing
because
of Thor,
he's
right?
got the hair that hangs down, and then the small ponytail behind the hair that hangs down. And
he's got short hair now, doesn't he? In the comic,
yeah.
In the
when he lost the hammer, he's just got this big axe, and he's a drunken prick.
Yeah,
it's kind of awesome.
And they said ultimate,
and he just sits there and gives shit to Loki. He's like, "Shut up."
I might like Thor that way.
Yeah,
dude, that's pretty good.
Last movie to talk about is another movie that you who knows what's going to happen. It's the third iteration of our boy Spider-Man.
I'm stoked.
It looks good. It looks really good.
I'm getting cautiously optimistic.
I'm digging the Ditko suit. That makes me very happy. I'm digging Michael Keaton as the Vulture.
He looks great. His character looks like he'll be great.
I'm digging the mentorship between Tony Stark and Peter.
Yeah.
I just hope that's not overplayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, one or two scenes.
Yes, you got to let Peter figure out his own shit.
Maybe something little kind of in the middle.
And I'm glad Uncle Ben's already dead.
Yeah.
If I have another origin story, I will fucking kill someone.
Exactly. We all know. We don't need that again.
We all know. We don't.
Do not reach that's the that thing. For a third and like, fucking time.
That's the thing with, like, you know, I was just thinking about it today. Like, with Batman, Superman, and Spider-Man, everybody knows their origin stories.
But we're
like,
all orphans. We get it.
Whereas with, like, Wonder Woman, everyone knows who she is, but nobody really knows her origin story.
Yeah.
So
we need an origin story for that.
Nobody knows shit about Themyscira.
Right.
And I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm glad it's back in Marvel's hands as much as Sony would let them.
Right. I just hope it stays that way. Because now, I'm sure you read the stuff about how there's going to be a Venom movie next year. And
that
has no connection.
How does that make sense? In any universe, it makes no sense.
Too, I think, soon.
They're doing Silver Sable and Black Cat, and then they're doing Venom.
Why?
It doesn't make any sense.
It has no connection to MCU. It's like, well, I sure hope that doesn't mean Spider-Man's not going to be involved in
Venom
it. Because
exists because of Spider-Man.
That's the thing, though, because I figure when you sell the rights, when you have somebody has the rights to Spider-Man as an IP, it should include all the characters that appear in Spider-Man.
No, the deal apparently is just Spider-Man in the MCU.
Well, pardon my French, but what a bunch of cunts.
And it's only supposed to last through the second Homecoming, which will be, so that's four movies still.
But, you know, focusing on Homecoming, though, man, it looked, the teaser in this first full trailer, looks great.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it does look. I'm it looks great. It looks like we'll probably get the best.
We already know Holland can do Spider-Man right. from Civil War. So
even though he was shoehorned into it,
fair enough. But he's already proven himself as Spider-Man.
We'll have to have a talk about Civil War because I think I probably have some of the same problems you had with it.
I loved it when he jumps off the Washington Monument and spread those gliders. Ditko would be so proud.
Yeah.
I'm fucking fuming. I'm just fucking fuming.
Why?
Because I have so much shit to talk right now about Civil War, but I can't get into it.
Just real quick. Is it because Zemo's plan is just as convoluted and based on I hope this happens as Lex Luthor's in Batman vs. Superman?
No.
Okay.
The one thing I will say about it, look, I thought Zemo was good in, at least in the fact that they finally put some kind of mastermind villain on the screen that did a mastermind thing.
Isn't a fucking threat to destruction of the universe.
He's a normal guy
that was just pissed. And like, I honestly thought that, because that's legit mastermind quality shit.
Yes.
It's like, I'll buy that. That's right. Fine. My problem is, fuck you, Steve Rogers. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
The whole movie. Stop making fucking ridiculous decisions.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. Like, I was
What can you expect? He's an octogenarian at this point.
Okay, my problem is
all the guys in his barbershop quartet are dead. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never really glommed onto Cap, like, very hard or anything.
Me.
And it's fine. But, like, he redeemed himself a little bit with Chris Evans, and I liked it, and it was cool. And then the entire movie. The entire fucking Civil War movie, I was just like, could you be any more of a whiny little fucking prick? Like, get up out of the most important conversation that's ever fucking happened and cry about your fucking girlfriend that you had for 12 seconds fucking 70 years ago. Fuck you!
Yeah.
And like, oh, sorry, I gotta take this call. And then you're on the wrong side of this debate.
And then you bang her great granddaughter.
That's what I said. Wrong side of the debate.
Side of the fucking debate. And you know it. And you're just being a bitch. And then your best fucking friend is getting hunted. And you're being a bitch about that. And like, fuck you. The whole time. Just like.
So you agree that they should have signed the registration thing?
Fuck. Yes. Absolutely.
Not me.
Not me,
but I'm more of an X-Men guy, and that thing represents a mutant registration act.
No,
so it's like, is that cool?
That's
cool.
Completely different. I disagree
because it does not have any restrictions on whether or not they can exist or whether or not they have to be tracked. It's
just none.
Hey, are we going to, like, is it cool if these people intervene and blow fucking buildings up or not?
Yeah, can we just let you do what you do
or not? I think the whole argument's fucking stupid to begin with, in my opinion. Right. But, like, the whole thing.
It can't be policed anyway.
It can't be policed. What are you, like, seriously, what are you going to fucking gonna do? What are you going to do to stop someone
who can bend and shape reality?
You're going to stop Vision? That's hilarious.
Tell me how. Something that really bothers me is they did not get the Scarlet Witch's powers right.
Wrong as fuck.
Yeah, they did not.
Yeah. Not even.
It's more like, it's almost more like telekinesis she has.
Right,
like,
whereas.
It's almost like they try to make her like Jean Grey, basically.
Which has the Scarlet Witch controls reality.
Right.
That's why she created
M-World. House of M.
The House of M.
Yeah. No More Mutants.
Which was a great fucking storyline. It was a cool story.
Yeah, it was a cool story. Awesome.
But, hey man, Magneto had a valid point. Anyway.
Alright, so on that note, that'll do it for this episode of the Hodgepodge Podcast. We'd like to thank Alex and Colin for having us here and coming on the show.
Yeah, of course, man.
And definitely check out Name Redacted Podcast.
You can find us at nameredactedpodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and at our Name Redacted Facebook
page.
I actually was going to say the Kickstarter, and I just fucked it up. We have a Kickstarter running. Give us monies.
Google it. Just Google Name Redacted Kickstarter, or you can go to bit.ly/NRTYS.
We've got some making up to do. We've got a little ground to make up. We got a little...
I know it's tax time. I know y'all got extra money.
Yeah, throw
just
it at
us. Just kick us a couple bucks.
Give them a few bucks.
But thanks for having us on. We appreciate it.
It's been a true pleasure.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. All right, great. And we'll see you next time, folks. Thanks.